We were outside way longer than I thought we were gonna be. I'm exhausted. Well, at least we can finally relax a bit. It's fine. Loosen up a bit, Master. They're making dinner right now, so we can just wait until it's ready. We're doing seafood tonight, with the main entree being a ton of king crab. I'm gonna be honest, I was so excited about crab, I sorta tuned out everything else we were gonna eat. Whoops! No, I'm not part of tonight's dinner team. I asked to swap my schedule so I could spend as much time with you as possible. But that's enough about food. Seriously, I'm gonna be too hungry to concentrate if the only thing I can think about is eating. What I really want to do now is to try giving you an ear massage. Come on, it'll be a good way for both of us to wind down for the evening. Come here. I promise my thighs are really warm. Don't be shy. So, how is it? My thighs are so soft and squishy, you could just fall asleep on them, right? Don't actually fall asleep, though. We're gonna get called in for dinner any minute now. You already look so relaxed. Maybe I could just let you lie here until we need to go. No. Do you want me to massage your ears? Of course, Master. I'll start by gently rubbing the outside of your ears. Gentle, circular motions. Gently. Gently rubbing them with my fingers. Does it feel good? You know, I've been doing this for the others for a while now, and not even one of them has managed to stay awake for the whole thing yet. I think it was Mary who lasted the longest. 15 minutes, around there. I wonder how long you'll last, Master. No, I'm not saying you should fall asleep. I'm just saying you will. It's okay. I'll wake you up when it's time to go. Your hair is so ticklish. I'm not used to this sensation. I can see your eyes starting to shut. Don't lie to me, Master. They totally are. It's so cute how hard you're trying to resist. See? Your eyes are already starting to close again. Hey, it's perfectly fine if you want to take a little nap. I'm not going anywhere, so there's nothing to worry about. Relax. Let your body completely loosen up. Thank you. Hey, you still awake, Master? Poke, poke, poke. Finally, I knew that would work. You're completely at my mercy now, Master. Where do I even begin? Let's see. Here goes. I love you, Master. You don't even know how happy I am to spend the day with you. Nothing? You're asleep after all? I promise I'll find it in me to tell you while you're awake. But for now, let me stay like this for a little longer. Okay? I just needed to get that off my chest. And now, a little punishment for the master who couldn't stay awake. Let's start with unbuttoning the top of your shirt. Where is my marker? Ah, right here. Right at the top corner of your chest, I'll write Y-U-I-U-E. And to top it off, a heart. Isn't this too cheesy? I'm giving off some serious middle schooler vibes right now. Okay then, should I draw a dick right on your forehead? Wait, what? Am I 15 years old? Seriously, who does that? That's even worse than being a middle schooler. Whatever. Just my name is enough for now. I'll let you find out about it on your own. You can wake up any time now, Master. Hello? Anyone in there? Ah, there you are. I told you you'd fall asleep. Oh, so you were just closing your eyes for a bit, huh? That's the excuse you're going with. Of course, Master. I have no reason to ever doubt you. Either way, I should probably get started on your ears again. Here we go. Okay, I actually will keep you awake this time. Your sleep schedule is already screwed up enough. OMG, you're right! I was having so much fun today that I completely forgot I promised to tell you. Poor thing. You must have been so confused while I was dragging you around all day, huh? Alright, so it was sometime last week. I was going for a midnight snack and some water when I noticed some footsteps and the door to your room close. I usually ignored it. But since I've been hearing it for a while, I thought I would pay you a visit. Have a late night chat, get to know you better, etc., etc. So I made my way to your room, took a little peek, and... You already look like you know where I'm going with this. Too bad, Master. There's no escaping now. To my surprise, I saw you getting very intimate with Miss Silica. Yeah, you're right. I thought you would have noticed me watching too, but you guys were probably too busy making out to pay attention to your surroundings. Just going at it like rabbits, huh? I guess it makes sense you were the one that would melt the Ice Queen's heart. No, I didn't mean it like Miss Silica is mean or anything, it's just, you know, how she is. Oh, I know what you're trying to do. Stop changing the subject, Master. I told you, the ship has already sailed. Besides, the worst part of the story is already over. Okay. I called everyone awake to come and watch the scene unfold. And after a little while, we went back to our rooms for a little emergency meeting. The next morning, we all sat down with Miss Silica in the living room. We told her it wasn't fair to be hogging you all to herself. And so, We eventually came to the agreement that we would rotate a new maid every day for the role of your attendant. Since I was the one who caught you guys in the act first, I got first dibs. Yay! I don't even know what's going on with the expression on your face. I didn't overload your brain or something, did I? Well, at least there's no way you're gonna fall asleep again. Not after giving you that kind of news. But hey, I thought I should say this just in case. Don't overthink this so much, okay? At the end of the day, everyone wants to get a little closer to you. That's all there is to it. No, I don't know who's going to be with you tomorrow. I couldn't bring myself to look. I'm with you today, and that's the only thing that matters to me. You know, the best thing to come out of this situation is that you're mostly back to your old self. No more staying stuck in your room and hiding from everyone. You're back to being the confident and happy master I've known for the longest time. It's still just as easy to embarrass you, though. I've been meaning to tell you this for a while now. Welcome back, Master. No, we have all missed you. You look so relaxed. I'm low-key a little jelly. Maybe you could do this for me? Miss Silica. Hi, is something wrong?
Good evening, Master. Yui. I regret to disrupt your time together, but I've come to inform you that dinner is ready. Everyone is currently awaiting your arrival in the dining room.
Okay! Could you give us, 5 minutes? We'll be there ASAP.
Very well. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I guess that's our cue. Let's not keep everyone waiting. You mind getting off my lap? Thanks. Sorry, my legs are super numb right now. Just give me a minute and I'll be ready to go. Wait, one last thing I wanted to tell you. I'll meet you after dinner, okay? Our day together isn't even close to being over yet.